Huh? Oh, hey. Are you trying to ask me out? I don't know about an official date, but I do have 10 to 15 minutes before my friend gets out of class if you would like some alone time with me. I know the gym is free right now, and I would love to feel those amazing muscles of yours, and perhaps even that large bulge in your pants. For such a muscle man, you sure seem shy. And get hard quite easily. I suppose I should take that as a compliment for how much you like me, right? You agree? Awesome. All right. Then let's head to the gym. All right. Now we shouldn't be interrupted. Come here, muscle man. Let me feel those amazing muscles. I mean, they're large, but they almost feel like air. There's no toughness to them at all. Huh? You did what? Oh, that's hilarious. You went to a quack doctor to get yourself turned into a balloon so that you could look muscular? Did you not think that this could possibly backfire? Like, I don't know, did you actually think that I would feel your thin, airy muscles and not be able to tell the difference between that and a man who worked hard to get some massive biceps? Well, I'm already here. And this is the first time a guy went to such a desperate length to appease me. You know, my normal type. You know, the actual muscle men. I enjoy them because, well, they normally are really dominant, tough, strong. You may have made yourself look like you have muscles, but everything else about you is so weak. I mean, your skin feels as thin as latex. I almost could feel like I could pop you if I just squeezed you, or just poked you sharp enough with these really long nails that I've just gotten done. I mean, if I accidentally step on your foot with my sharp heel, I could also pop you. I don't understand how you thought that this would work. How this would, oh, appease me. I mean, it is quite amusing. But I wouldn't say that I'm turned on by it. In fact, all you do is seem like a clown to me. Something to laugh at. Oh, these fake muscles. Everything about you just seems so helpless. And... what's this? This thing in your belly button. Oh, it's to re-blow you up? So if you do pop, you're relying on someone else to help you... to help you regain your shape? Did you not think giving anyone that type of power over you would backfire? Oh my goodness, I wish my girlfriend was here. She would love this. No, I'm not into girls. I meant my friend in class. Anyway. Oh, well. It's not my usual style, obviously. But... I'm very curious on what makes a balloon boy tick. In fact, in the moment I've been talking, you've been getting bigger. Almost going from muscle man to dough man. And your bulge is getting bigger too. Does that work still? Like, how does a balloon... well, fuck. Or at least come. Like, aren't you just plugged up there? Oh, so there's a thing in there that opens up so that you can release all your air when you come. And that also deflates you completely. Oh, man. You're so cute. In a dumb way, I'm not actually complimenting you. Can you still feel, like, my hand on you, rubbing up and down on your arm? Can you still feel my touch? Oh, you can. That's good. It wouldn't be as much fun to tease you if you couldn't feel anything. You must be so turned on right now. Is there a limit to how big you can get? Will you pop if I keep talking dirty to you? If I tell you that I love these fake blown up muscles, will you continue to inflate like a hot air balloon? Oh, will you become as big as a blimp? Oh, was that your belt breaking? Oh, and look at your cock. You know, it might just be full of hot air, but it's so big. Here. Let me get a good look at this thing outside of your underwear. Wow. I mean, it is big. I'm sure there's plenty of girls who would love to fuck a blown-up dick like this. But I can't help but realize that it's all just air. This isn't actually you or your size. It's all just air that once it's gone, you'll go back to your regular size. Or worse, It would be completely deflated in a plastic puddle on the floor, completely helpless to someone who will hopefully blow you up. What would happen if someone didn't blow you up ever? Oh. It's throbbing so much, though. And the air in it is so tight. I actually am afraid to squeeze too tight because I might pop you right now. Oh. You must already be extremely close. I wonder what will really happen if you did. I know you said that you will pop. But what does that entail? That you'll go into pieces? Or that a hole will poke and the air will slowly come out of you until there's no air left? Will you still be able to talk? I'm so curious of it. Aw, you poor boy. You liked me so much, you turned yourself into a half-human-like balloon. Oh. I mean, your muscles were so big. Even bigger than some of the guys that I normally like to date. But it doesn't matter if they're fake. It doesn't matter if you can't lift me above your head and bench press me. Oh, you went about this in such a wrong way. Yeah, you may have caught my attention when you walked by. But rubbing my hands across your tight, inflated balloon dick. I don't feel horny here. I feel like I'm trying to make a balloon animal or something. It doesn't even feel like a real cock anymore. I can't enjoy anything, really. In fact, it probably wouldn't even feel nice inside me. You know, I'm mocking you. But I can feel the air warming up inside you. And your cock getting bigger. Are you enjoying the feeling of my hand rubbing up and down on your balloon cock? My nails tapping all over it? Even brushing against your balls? Oh. You're so hard. I don't think I've ever seen a guy this hard. This hard, and I'm still clothed. And I'm doing nothing but humiliating you for, becoming such a defenseless balloon. You said that you'll pop if you come. I want to know what that's like. So please pop for me. This is what you wanted, right? You wanted to come for me. You wanted me to make you come. Oh, come on. Oh, I can hear a little air leaking from you. Is that all you got? Do you only slowly lose air? Oh, I'm starting to squeeze so hard. If you don't come, I might just pop your dick. Oh, come on. Oh! Oh, wow! Ready. You did kind of scare me. But now look at you. You're just a tiny ball on the floor. Just as worthless as a used condom. But hey, you put yourself in this situation, making yourself into a vulnerable balloon. And look how small you're getting now. Oh, yep, I knew it. Your cock was so small before it was blown up with air. But at least it made it more amusing to play with. But that's not the only thing getting smaller. Your arms, legs, head. You're becoming such a tiny thing without any air. Just a pile of useless rubber. I wonder what I should do with you now. Can you still talk to me? Can you hear me? Hey. You're not dead, are you? Hello? Your eyes are starting to close. Come on, don't do that. If you don't talk to me, I'm gonna put you in the trash. Hello? Man. Oh, whatever, I need to go. My friend's gonna be out of class soon. See ya. Loon boy.